From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. and Kenya stand united against the threat of terrorism. Speaking in Nairobi today at a joint news conference with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, Mr. Obama thanked Kenya for taking in hundreds of thousands of refugees displaced by years of conflict in Somalia. And earlier today, he addressed the Global Entrepreneurship Summit, where Gabe Jossel filed this report.
Mr. Obama quickly got down to business.
Today, I am proud to announce that not only did we make our goal, we surpassed it. We secured more than $1 billion in new commitments from banks, foundations, philanthropists, all to support entrepreneurs like you.
This is the sixth Global Entrepreneurship Summit, an annual event started by Mr. Obama. More than 1,000 entrepreneurs are attending the event, many of them from Africa.
This is our first Global Entrepreneurship Summit in sub-Saharan Africa. We wanted to come here. I wanted to be here because Africa is on the move.
President Obama is spending 2 days in Kenya. He next heads to Ethiopia, where he will hold bilateral talks and meet with the leadership of the African Union. Gabe Jossolo, VOA News, Nairobi.
The armed wing of the separatist Kurdistan Workers' Party says it now considers the three-year-long ceasefire agreement with Ankara officially over. That announcement just hours after Turkish warplanes struck the group's military bases in Iraq. The announcement was carried on the pro-PKK-ANF news site, and it blames Ankara while accusing the Turkish government of unilaterally terminating the agreement with the latest raids. Turkish fighter jets also hit Islamic State militant camps in Syria as they continued the raids this weekend. Turkish officials say the raids are aimed at creating a safe zone throughout a vast area of northern Syria and keeping the fighting out of Turkey. This is VOA News. U.S. officials are denying a report by the Wall Street Journal that says the Obama administration is preparing to release convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard early in order to help ease tensions with Israel related to the Iran nuclear deal. Pollard, who is a Jewish American, was arrested on charges of spying for Israel in 1985 and sentenced to life in prison. He'll be eligible for parole in November. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says if American lawmakers vote down a deal on Iran's nuclear program, it would give Iran the green light to develop a nuclear bomb. Speaking at the Council of Foreign Relations in New York, Mr. Kerry said the congressional rejection of the deal would undermine President Obama's ability to act internationally.
I mean, it's a repudiation of President Obama's initiative and a statement that when the Executive Department negotiates, doesn't mean anything anymore, because we have 535 secretaries of state.
Congress has just over 50 days to accept or reject the Iran nuclear deal. President Obama has threatened to veto any legislation that does not endorse the pact. It would take a two-thirds majority in both houses of Congress to override a U.S. presidential veto. The military says it has killed a top al-Qaeda commander in an airstrike earlier this month in southern Afghanistan. The Pentagon confirms Abu Khalil al-Sudani, a high-ranking al-Qaeda operational commander, was killed by a U.S. airstrike in Pakistan's Paktika province on July 11th. Colonel Pat Ryder is a spokesman for the U.S. Central Command, which oversees operations in Afghanistan.
The death of al-Sudani denies al-Qaeda a well-connected, proven operational planner and leader. And so certainly this will, at least temporarily, disrupt their ability to conduct attacks.
The Pentagon describes al-Sudani as the head of the Sunni militant group's suicide and explosive operations, adding he was directly linked to plotting attacks on U.S., Afghanistan, and Pakistani forces. The Obama administration is expanding training of Ukrainian security forces in their fight against the Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine. U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner.
This is going to be small unit training conducted by U.S. Army Europe for the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense personnel to help strengthen Ukraine's internal defense capabilities. It's similar, quite frankly, to our ongoing training of the National Guard, which we announced, I think, last March.
Toner says the new training will take place in western Ukraine near the border with Poland, and the focus for the U.S. continues to be providing non-lethal aid for Ukraine, with no plans to send any weapons. The U.S. Defense Department is asking armed citizens of the United States not to stand guard at military recruiting offices. After attacks on military recruiting centers in Tennessee that killed five servicemen, Americans have been flocking to recruiting stations, standing up to protect military personnel, which is much appreciated, but leave the guns home. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.